So Beth, why are you running for school board?
Well, in these difficult times that we're facing in the school district, I believe that my experience, my values, and my background need to be represented on the board. I think that I have a lot to offer, and I really want to give back to the community because this community and these schools have given my family so much. And I'm just really excited about the idea of becoming a part of the leadership to lead the district through these challenges that we're facing.
Great. Well, so what in your background prepares you to run for this office? What do you think?
Well, I was part of the district-wide effort last fall to pass the school financing referendum with Community and Schools Together. I have been involved in some in the Wisconsin Alliance for Excellent Schools on the state level to look at the possibilities of reforming the state finance system with the legislature and the governor. I've been a school volunteer, Schools of Hope tutor, a club leader at school, so I've seen what's really going on in the schools and seen what's been happening with the cuts in the budget and how that's affected the programming and the staff and the students. And I also have a postgraduate certificate of education, so I have some, and I have some teaching experience, and I think that's been really, really useful as a volunteer, and I think that gives me some empathy for the teachers and for what's going on in the schools.
Great. So Beth, what's the case? Why should voters elect you?
Well, I'm a hard worker, I'm a good listener, and I'm a parent of two kids in the schools right now, which I think is something that we need parental involvement on all levels, and I think that having a parent on the board is extremely important. I also have a child with special needs, and right now there is not, it hasn't been for a long time, any representation from the special needs community on the board. And as a parent of a child with special needs, I've also become an advocate for other kids who may not have a voice, kids that English is second language or English language learners, and also the kids who may not have support at home. I also feel like I have done in the past applied behavior analysis for my program for my son at home, so I think that gives me a good understanding of some of the programming that the teachers are using in the schools.
Great. So, Beth, having gone through this, what advice would you have for others who are considering a run for office?
Well, you have to really want to do this. You have to have a good reason in your mind for wanting to do it. You need to get a core group of people behind you to support you. Have family support also, and then from there you need to get out and go to board meetings, find out what the issues are in the community, talk to people, be open-minded, understand that there really are no easy solutions. That you may go in having ideas how you're going to fix everything, and it's going to be easy, but it's not. And the more information you get, the more complex you realize that it is. Every one of the issues are. So I think just an open mind, being a good listener, and willing to work really hard.
So Beth, what career advice would you have for young people?
Well, I think that my advice for young people now is that in looking at their life ahead of them, they're probably looking at several different careers. It's not like it was in the old days when you got a college degree and then you worked in that area. Mm-hmm. Most of the people who are graduating today are looking at four or five careers over their lifetime. So when they're choosing their classes, when they're studying, when they're looking at their life experiences that they want to have, then they need to keep that in mind. And they need to follow their interests the best they can, because really the quality of life is your happiness. It's your feeling of self-satisfaction and doing something where you feel that you're giving to other people and you are contributing. And also I think that ideally it would be wonderful if students who are coming out of high school could embrace all kinds of opportunities. If they have the opportunity to study to do further study, to travel, to live in other parts of the world or other parts of the country, then I think they should take those opportunities as a young person. And then they can, their life may change from there. They may choose a different path than they ever thought would be possible. So really just to look at all possibilities and to never let anybody tell them that they can't do something, just really to go for it. So.
Great. Three, two, one.
Okay. Well, first of all, I just want to say, Jim, I really appreciate this opportunity to come in and speak and to answer these questions. And I really am excited about the possibility of serving this community. Like I said, the community has given our family so much, and I would really like to be one of the leaders to help the community, help this district to overcome the challenges that they're facing in the next few years. And I would just urge everyone to please go and vote in the primary on February the 20th, because that's where people can express their opinions, and that's what we need, for people to come out and vote.